on this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Wednesday the 13th of July. Let's find out what happened on this day. To the birthdays, Bob Crane, the American actor who starred in the 60s comedy series Hogan's Hero. He was born today in 1928, unfortunately lost him in 1978.
Sir Patrick Stewart was born in England on this day, 1940, turning 82, English stage and film actor. He is best known for playing Captain Picard in the TV's Star Trek, The Next Generation.
And of course, Professor Xavier in the series of X-Men. Love that. One of my faves, Harrison Ford, the iconic American actor, today turns 80.
You tell that slimy piece of worm-ridden filth to get no such pleasure from us.
Han Solo.
Erno Rubik was born in Budapest, Hungary on this day, 1944, turning 78. He, of course, is the inventor of the Rubik's Cube.
A mathematical puzzle, that one.
Can you do it?
I know the sequence, and if I remember it, I can do it, but if you lose concentration, you're done for and you have to start again.
I just peel the stickers off.
Oh, no, you're one of those people. Australian actress Penny Cook, of course, starred in A Country Practice. She was born today in 1957 in Victoria, but we lost Penny in 2018.
Mark McGowan was born in Newcastle on this day in 67. Turning 55 is Mark, Australian politician. In March 2017,
of course, our Premier.
He became our Premier, yes. He became the leader of the Labor Party and opposition leader following Eric Ripper's resignation in 2012.
Happy birthday, Marky Mark, or Daddy McGowan. State Daddy, that's the big one.
State Daddy,
that's great. Now, the famous Hollywood sign was dedicated in the hills above Hollywood in Los Angeles in 1923. Do you know it originally read Hollywood Land but was shortened in 1949?
Now, that was basically a real estate sign.
It actually was.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then it looked so good and iconic, now it's preserved. And there's people that own certain letters, like famous people. I think Johnny Depp owns a letter. Not sure if it's an O or an L, but one of them.
World Cup soccer. The championship was held for the first time in Uruguay, 1930. The local team actually won the cup by defeating Argentina 4-2.
In 1934, the Three Stooges' first short film, which credited them as Larry, Moe and Curly, was released.
Sink your teeth in this. Krispy Kreme donuts opened for the first time in the US, 1937.
Yeah, it's only a couple of years ago. We got the first Perth store. Very popular. It was on this glorious day in 1985 that Live Aid, the concert, was held at Wembley Stadium, and this happened.
What a legend. One of the iconic. Of course, it was held at Wembley and JFK Stadium at the same time.
Yeah, they simulcast it to the JFK Stadium.
And one artist performed at both shows. Who was that?
Who was that?
He jumped on the Concorde.
Bob Dylan?
No.
Who?
He performed in the UK, jumped on a Concorde, and then performed at JFK Stadium.
Bowie?
Phil Collins.
Hey, Phil Collins. Well, that was clever.
And Warnie equaled the world wicket-taking record, claiming his 527th test wicket against Sri Lanka. What a legend. Happened in Cairns on this day, 2004.
That's just a few things that happened on this day for Wednesday, the 13th of July.